Blog Talk Radio.
This is Nail Talk Radio. Nailing the world with polished discussions, the latest trends, celebrity makeovers and interviews. The most comprehensive and informative nail show on the web. Now, here's your host for Nail Talk Radio, your industry leaders, Avina and Braden.
Well, yeehaw, y'all. Welcome to the best little radio show in Houston. I'm so excited to say that we have the Nail Hub's fantastic, amazing Elizabeth Morris as my co-host tonight.
Hey, Braden. I'm taking over Nail Talk Radio for the night. I'm so excited.
Well, you know what? We're so excited to have you. You know, we are broadcasting live from Houston, so let's jump right into it. You know, if you guys are listening live, make sure that you grab one of your mobile devices and go to the website, nailtalkradio.com, and click on Nail Chat. You know, then you can use one of your social media accounts to log in and chat with all of us. Also, let's get ready to cruise, because that's my next big project. Nail Talk Radio's Nail Those Profits at Sea Cruise is January 7th through the 15th, 2017. And it was amazing because a lot of our educators for the cruise were actually all together here at the show in Houston, the best little nail show in Texas, which is really, really cool. So, you know, cabins are selling really, really quickly. And if you want more information or want to book, make sure you visit Nail Talk Radio at Sea. That's N-T-R at C-S-E-A.com for more information. But let's get right to the good stuff. Houston, Texas. It all started off with the Tech Talk, which was Nails Magazine's event, actually. And at the end of the day, it is time for Nail Techs to talk. And Associated Nail Professionals partnered with Nails Magazine for the perfect event for this, don't you think?
Yes, it was the first ever Tech Talk event where Nail Techs could actually meet other nail professionals, share their challenges, and all of it while helping to elevate the industry. I thought that it was a really great event. We got a lot of great kind of questions out there about what people are being challenged by in the industry. People were brainstorming, trying to come up with solutions. I thought it was a really amazing way to get people together.
It was. It was so unique and so different to the nail industry. And I hope that we start seeing these pop up all over the country. I know next weekend they're doing it in Willamette as well at the event up there in Salem by Portland. This event was actually moderated by Michelle. Yeah, it's going to be a great time. I will be there. So it's going to be a good time. And actually, Athena is going to be moderating the panel. Now, the one here in Houston was moderated by Michelle Mullen, who is the publisher of Nails and Viet Salon Magazines. Tell us about the table facilitators, because that's what made this event really unique and special. Every table, and I think there was 12 or 13 big, large round tables, had a nail star at the table, right?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. So amazing. So each table had a mix of different nail techs. Everyone got mixed together. So, you know, we got to meet new people, and we also had our amazing Nail Talk Radio, or the Nail Tech Talk moderators. We had people like Doug Shoon, Holly Shippers, Lucian Henderson, Athena Elliott, Geneva Holcomb, Linda Nordstrom, Elaine Watson. I mean, the names are just amazing. We had Maisie Dunbar, Rice Carter. I mean, it was just insane. Mm-hmm. Tammy Taylor was there, and also Dan Arnold did an amazing presentation about the industry, talking about the future of the industry, talking about how this industry is going to be elevated and move forward. I just thought it was really inspirational and very uplifting.
It was very inspirational. You know, both Tammy Taylor and Jan Arnold delivered incredible keynotes. And in between those keynotes, we were given questions to answer, you know, about the state of the nail industry. And I think at the end of the event, the 200-plus people who were in that room really left inspired and energized and ready to make the next step in elevating their careers, which is all what it's all about. Now, I know that AMP
–
it was tough. It was definitely tough to answer them. I think they broke it down a little bit. I know at ours, we were definitely talking about discount salons and how you price yourself and how you, you know, continue to grow. What did you guys get at your table?
You know, any good takeaways? We were talking a lot about, like, the biggest challenges that, you know, businesses are facing right now. And surprisingly, a lot of the challenges are things like not being able to find any people to work at salons. You know, salon owners are having a big issue.
Are you there with me? Uh-oh. I think we lost Elizabeth Morris, actually. Well, you know, she's right. I'm not quite sure what her train of thought there was, but nail techs are at a point, I believe, that they really do need to be motivated. They need to find a way to step up and say, hey, listen, we are definitely not the redheaded stepchildren. We are definitely a huge industry, and we need to step up and start charging appropriately and really standing up for ourselves, right?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think that we really need to take a stand and start to do things that are empowering our businesses. We need to, like Tammy Taylor made a really good point about not being afraid of change. And I think that couldn't be truer for this industry, because we are not going to get to the next level if we just keep doing things the way that we've always done them. I really got a lot of out of her keynote speech, and I think that we definitely do need to change and evolve as an industry in order to, you know, take it to the next level. And I hope everybody is willing to do that with their businesses.
Absolutely. I 100% agree on that. And she actually, her point about change was quite good. She had a pretty good photo that she shared with us from back in the day, and it was quite interesting to see how she has changed and grown in her business as well. It's all about learning, right?
It is totally all about learning, and that's why I think the Tech Talk was so amazing, because you're getting all levels of nail technicians together, from educators to students, all levels of professionals, whether they're independents or salon owners, coming together and discussing real issues that are plaguing our industry and trying to come up with some valid solutions.
Absolutely. Amen to that. All right. So before we actually get to the early morning on the trade show floor, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors.
More Nail Talk Radio after this.
You know it's true. Men really do pay attention to pretty toes. If your clients have unsightly toenails, ridges, and deformations that might be embarrassing, put an end to ugly toenails. Introducing LCN Barefoot, a gel system specifically designed to hide discolorations while completely protecting growing toenails. Your clients can bring out those sexy sandals once again. With LCN Barefoot, their toenails would never look so good. Available in a variety of natural shades. Learn more at LCNUSA.com.
Do you have an angel on your shoulder? Associated Nail Professionals wants to be the guardian angel for you and your business. As an ANP member, we'll help you to build and retain clientele, watch webinars with industry leaders, build a professional website, get a subscription to Nails or Viet Salon magazine, and enjoy 40-plus member-only discounts. You'll also receive the nail industry's most comprehensive liability insurance that will protect you from lawsuits. Even if you are not at fault, court costs alone can be devastating. Becoming a member is easy. Call 1-888-716-2727 or visit nailprofessional.com. Associated Nail Professionals, isn't it time you join us?
Since 1981, Essie has become the USA's premier nail salon expert. Essie's incredible palette of colors, long-wearing professional formula, innovative nail care lines, and luxurious spa services reflect the care and expertise that comes from being in a relationship with nail techs for over 30 years. Learn more about Essie at your local distributor or at Essie.com.
Now, back to Nail Talk Radio.
All right, we are back.
All right, we are back. We are definitely back. So let's talk about the show. Tell me your experience.
I had a great experience this time around. I actually had the pleasure of helping out with the event, which I thought was really fun. A great experience for me, since I've never done that before. Today was a whirlwind of events. We started very early with all the vendors getting set up at about 6 a.m., and all the prep on the floor, all the amazing energy getting pumped up for the first show here in Houston. I think Asana did a great job getting this show organized, bringing everybody in. And by the time the doors opened at 10 a.m., we had a huge line in the front of the convention center just waiting to get into the floor.
That's exactly right.
It was
pandemonium. And I have to give you a lot of credit, because, you know, we had all our walkie-talkies and we were able to communicate back and forth. And you really were the leader of the pack. You were definitely vital in making the show the success that it was. And actually, all the excitement started on Saturday morning before the Tech Talk event, believe it or not, with all of the classes. I mean, Young Nails did a class.
Yeah.
Profiles did a class. Michelle Williams with Pave, Nailebrity with Elaine, Athena, and Tori Bastion did a class for her, Wildflowers with Lauren Weyerman. So it was jam-packed full of education and excitement.
Yeah, between yesterday and today, I mean, the amount of education that all the attendees have been able to get their hands on is just unbelievable. I don't think I've ever seen so many classes all in one event. And I was really excited to see people really taking advantage of the classes as well. You know, the classes were full. Everyone was really excited. And we still have more classes to come tomorrow. It's very exciting.
That is exactly right. And, you know, today, we actually had the Famous Names IBX certifications going on, Associated Nail Professionals with Risa Carter and Macy Dunbar, Dazzle Dry with Vivian Valenti. We had Empower Nail Art with Holly Skippers, the Finger Nail Fixer, Easy Flow, Allie Baker, and Nikki Payton for IBD, MediNail Learning Center with Robert Spaulding, Masterworks by Amy Becker, Elite Beauty Supplies, Michelle Wollison. So it was one heck of a day, and like you said, tomorrow is going to be jam-packed full too, which is why we're going to do kind of a short, just kind of wrap-up show tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. We want people to be able to take the chance to rejuvenate, relax, you know, get ready for some more learning tomorrow, and people who are traveling home. But I mean, for anybody who didn't make it out to Houston this time around, I cannot wait for next year. I think that the event next year is going to be even bigger, better, badder. I can't wait to see what kind of classes are going to be offered next time. I mean, everything is bigger in Texas, and I know that this show will get bigger as it goes on.
Everything is definitely bigger in Texas. They had a food truck out front. They had, you know, dining in the actual venue itself as well. It was a great night. I mean, a great time. We had vendors galore out there. It was really incredible. Plus, of course, the door prizes. That was my job. I got to play the cowboy today in the corner. Cowboy in the corner doing all of the giveaways, and we had prizes from so many different vendors. Basically, everybody on the show floor donated a prize. We gave away thousands and thousands of dollars in prizes today. Plus, the first 100 attendees actually went with a coupon book to be able to go to vendor and get their goodie bags stuffed to the gillies.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day.
And did you catch that girl at the end that won the $5,000 Tats nail printer? I mean, like, that's insane. I mean, some of the gifts that got given away at the show, I was just blown away.
What other show does a prize worth $5,000? You know, like you said, everything is definitely bigger in Texas, including my allergies, believe it or not. That's the one thing I'm allergic to, Texas. I've learned this about myself. But it was such a great show, and I can't wait to see next year, and I can't wait to see tomorrow, because it is just bigger and better. Now, let's talk about that nail art.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so the 3D nail art competition that happened here was absolutely amazing. So 3D Nail Art Fanatics, they actually hosted a competition here at the show. There was amazing nail art from, you know, the old timers as well as the greenhorns, and everybody from complete novices to veterans had the opportunity to submit their entries for 3D nail art with a Texas theme. I took a look at them today before the whole judging process happened, and I can tell you that these nails were absolutely gorgeous. So, you know, congrats to the winners.
Oh my
because
goodness.
It was crazy.
And, you know, a lot of those were actually the novices, which makes it even more wild to me. I mean, I saw some novice work there who had obviously never competed. They had never won or placed anywhere. And it was on par with the veterans, for sure.
Yeah, we actually ran into one of the winners of the novice competition. Amber did it. That's her Instagram handle. And the nails that she did were so gorgeous. I mean, I could not believe she was actually a novice competitor. The nails that she did were just so detailed. She did a Miranda Lambert theme. She had Texas in there. She had guns, cowboy boots, guitars, kerosene. I mean, she really went above and beyond. So if you want to see some of the pictures from the competitions, they are all over Instagram. And if you guys check out the hashtags that we were using during the show, we were using hashtag Best Little Nail Show Texas. You guys can see all the pictures from the show and check out all the amazing stuff that happened, including all of these amazing 3D nail art designs.
Mm-hmm. And you know, the theme was Stars of Texas, and I really do think the stars came out. Who are you excited to see at the show? I know you travel a bit, and you kind of know a lot of people in the industry. So who are you excited to see? Oh, before we get to that though, we do have to say thank you to Tammy Taylor Nails for sponsoring all of the prizes for the 3D Nail Art Competition for 3D Fanatics, and Kimberly Haar for putting in one heck of a day and putting in all the time and energy to make this competition the success that it was.
Yeah, Kimberly Haar did a great job organizing the competition, and yes, big thank you to Tammy Taylor. I didn't even know that she had done that, and that is amazing. I mean, wow, what a gracious, you know, offering to the event to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, who are you excited to see? What were you excited by?
Oh my gosh, I think the question is, who wasn't I excited to see? I have all of my favorites here. I mean, everyone from Gina Silvestro. We had Kelly DeFries, the Crystal Ninja here, the inventor of the Crystal Katana. We have Amy Becker, Tammy Taylor, Jan Arnold was here, you know, Lauren Wireman. I mean, the list goes on and on. All these amazing nail technicians that just really knock your socks off. We have Nellie Neal. For those of you guys that don't know Nellie, he's amazing. He's such a sweet guy. I mean, just such an amazing event with amazing people, and people just coming with their true passion for the industry, coming to represent. And I couldn't think of a better venue to do it than Houston here in Texas, where everything is loud and proud and big and in charge. And I think everyone really did a good job of representing. But just to name a few, you know, of the people also that I might not have mentioned, I mean, we had Elaine Watson with Take Two, Nadia Freund, she does magnetic gel, everything from gel to acrylic to frosted crystals to nail art. I just was completely blown away. For how, you know, short of an event this was, the one day, you know, with the classes on Saturday and some of the classes happening tomorrow, I cannot believe how much education and content and amazing people got packed into this event.
It was quite the wild event for sure. And I'm so overwhelmed by it. I don't have a whole lot to say. I take a little bit of time to sort of gather my thoughts and put my poop in a group, if you want to put it that way, because there was so much going on, and it's so hard to even really realize the scope of how big it was and how amazing the show really truly was. And honestly, I know you guys think that I'm just saying that it's lip service, that I'm, you know, being paid to say that. And at the end of the day, I'm so not. It was one heck of an event. And Athena Elliott, I think, did Houston proud on this one.
She definitely did. She did her Texans proud. I think that she had a really great show. This was her first time organizing a nail event like this, and I think she did an excellent job putting it all together. It ran so smooth. And also, I want to give a shout-out to, you know, some of the smaller guys that were helping out. We had so many volunteers for this event. We had amazing students helping out all day. We had a great team of people, you know, running the event and being event coordinators and helping direct traffic and you know, helping to assist the educators. So I want to give a shout-out to the students and the volunteers who helped out today to run the event, because they were working their little behinds off, and I don't think it would have happened without them.
No, and that's a great point. Let's talk about that. This show actually brought in students to help volunteer at this event to actually see the inner workings of a trade show. How cool is that?
Super cool. I mean, I can't think of another trade show where students get the opportunity to work at a trade show, see how it works, you know, get exposed to the upper echelon of the industry. And all in a very high-quality format. You know, you're not talking about rinky-dink stuff. You're talking about the best of the best. And these students are getting exposed to it right from the beginning. I got a lot of great feedback today from students who are attending, saying that, you know, they were so excited to be here and learn. And I think everyone has just had a really great attitude, and that's exactly what we look for in this industry, is students coming out, realizing that, you know, there's a lot to be learned through continuing education and trade shows. And the students who did come out today, I think, got a lot out of it. They were all just blown away by the amount of professionalism and education and just, you know, amazingness that gets represented by the people here in this industry.
Absolutely, for sure. All right, before we wrap up the show, let's take a quick break for commercial, and we can kind of discuss what's happening tomorrow.
More Nail Talk Radio after this.
Good and thin, damaged nails. As much as we try to keep our clients' nails looking gorgeous, sometimes they just need more. Before, we never had a way to fix things. But now, there's IBX by Famous Names. IBX forms an interpenetrating polymer network inside the nail where treatment doesn't just sit on top. IBX creates strength from within, helping to repair splits and toughen weak nails. Give your clients stronger, smoother, and healthier nails. For more information, visit www.ibxnails.com. You've seen it on the Today Show, all over the web, and now everyone is talking about Dazzle Dry. The Dazzle Dry Quick Dry Nail Polish System takes only 5 minutes to dry rock hard. It's vegan, hypoallergenic, non-yellowing, and strengthens natural nails. No UV LED lamp needed, and most experience 14 days of wear. It's the groundbreaking new gel alternative. See the stunning seasonal collections. Focus your eye on Dazzle Dry. Wet to wow in 5 minutes. Try it now at DazzleDry.com.
Now, back to Nail Talk Radio.
You know, another really cool thing that the show did was have AeroVax there. The classrooms were actually outfitted with the one that works salon air purifiers, and they gave them away at a special show price. But it really was a very refreshing thing to be able to walk into a room and not have the fumes.
Yeah, you know what? I was very impressed by that. I thought whoever decided to, you know, get that organized for the event was very smart, because that is one of the issues you run into when you have events like this in a kind of a convention center setting with classrooms off to the side. You know, when you get the LMP going, pretty soon you can smell that wafting out into the hallways. And with the AeroVex system, there was no dust, no fumes. Everything just smelled fresh and clean and kept everything nice and tidy.
Absolutely. Also, another one of our, you know, it's kind of cool because all of our advertisers were there as well. Exclusive Nail Couture, Max Estrada's mom was there too, working a booth. So it was Max is off on some adventure, but his mom was there, which is really, really nice to see. And, you know, it's keeping it all in the family. The nail industry is one big family. So it is great.
Yeah.
You know, it was such. Okay.
We actually had a lot of family stuff today because, you know, we have Tracy and Amy from Profiles, who are sisters and work together. We have Lucian and Holly, you know, working together. I mean, I just think it's really nice to see, you know, like you said, keeping it within the industry, having people help one another. And I have to say that I'm really liking the whole Southern charm down here. I mean, Southern hospitality is exactly what they say it is. And I think that even made this nail industry event even better.
Absolutely. You are exactly right. Although, I think I was part of that Southern charm, and I'm a Yankee, so, you know, there's that too. But, okay, what can you do? All right.
Yeah, you were definitely
part of the
Southern hospitality.
I think it's time to wrap it up for tonight. I think we're all ready to hit the hay, and I'm ready to kick off these cowboy boots and my hat and get something to eat and start all over again in the morning.
I hear you, Braden.
All right. Well, thank you guys for listening to Nail Talk Radio's really short, quick, brief recap of the best little nail show in Texas. For more information on these and all of the other stories that we've covered tonight, check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/nailtalkradio. That's where you'll find a list of every link and every article we discussed tonight, which was the nail show in Texas. If you're looking for all those photos, make sure to see it there. That is Nail Talk Radio. On behalf of the Nail Talk Radio team, Athena and myself, the entire Nail Talk Radio crew, Alan, who is at the event, Kate at the event, Jen Cherry, thank you guys for tuning in, and have a great Sunday night.
Yeah, good night, guys.
Now I got to be cognizant enough to push the button.
You can find all the links mentioned in tonight's broadcast by visiting our Facebook page at Nail Talk Radio. From all of us here at NTR's Global Studios, we thank you for listening. The views and opinions of our guests do not reflect the beliefs and feelings of our hosts.
All right, we did it. So we will see you all in Willamette. You have a great night. Thank you so much for tuning in.